I tell you, there's just no getting ahead of that Tarzan. Next thing you know, you'll be telling the stories. And if you know horse talk, that means he thinks he can do a better job of it at that. Well, maybe. We'll break you in, Tarzan, on the horses in the audience. And that isn't as funny as you think. You know, I had a nice letter the other day from one of you buckaroos. Jimmy Kennel, I believe it was, of Fort Madison, Iowa. He said what with the chores and things he had to do, he'd fixed up a radio so he could listen in the barn. Now, after all, a tack room is just a glorified part of a barn, so he was really getting into the spirit of things. Anyway, some of the cattle were around, and every time Tarzan butted in on me the way he's likely to do, that horse of Jimmy's pricked up its ears and started moving around sort of restlessly. Jimmy didn't tell me, but I'll bet that horse was a female horse. Oh, I tell you, Tarzan's always been a heartbreaker among the mares. Listen to that critter boast. Anyway, Jimmy's letter reminded me of a story I'd like to tell you. So, stick around, and we'll get to it in just a moment.
From the tack room of Ken Maynard's Diamond K Ranch, we're bringing you stories of adventure, stories of horses, fascinating transcribed tales of the Old West where cowboys still follow the cattle trails, stories of rodeos and parades, colorful legends of the red man, hidden gold, lost mines, and buried treasure. The exciting tales from the Diamond K are told by Hollywood's champion of Western stars, internationally famous Ken Maynard. Say, buckaroos, do you like adventure? Do you like to go on treasure hunts with your friends and discover exciting things? Well, I'm going to tell you about a real treasure of adventure that you can discover for yourself, and you won't have to travel very far, only to the nearest mailbox. Now, I'm talking about the Diamond K record album of Western stories told by Ken Maynard. These are stories especially for you young buckaroos. And do you know why this album is such a treasure? Because it's made for you personally. And right on the record, you'll hear Ken call you by name. Just imagine Ken saying,
"Hello, Sally," or "Hello, Steve,"
or whatever your name is. It'll be your very own personalized record album. Each one is in beautiful color with pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front of the album and on each of the two big 8-inch records also. And these records aren't just ordinary records. No siree. They are records of sturdy, flexible, colorful, unbreakable, pure vinylite. Why, they're made of expensive material. But don't worry, they're not expensively priced. You can get this complete album with the two Wild West stories and the personalized message from Ken by sending only a dollar to Records in care of this station. But be sure to include your name and address so Ken can call you by name personally. Your album will be mailed, postage paid, direct from Hollywood. So send today for your Diamond K record album. Now here's Ken.
I don't know if all you buckaroos know it, but quite frequently I go around the country with my own rodeo. Maybe I've played your town at some time or other. Anyway, you probably don't know that I took the show over to England a couple of years back. I suppose that sounds sort of funny to some of you, taking a rodeo to England. But you must admit that a good piece of horseflesh is admired the world around, and the Englishmen and Englishwomen have been right smart horsemen and horsewomen for generations. Rodeos are popular all over the world. You'd likely find one playing right now down there in Australia, in the fine fairgrounds they have in Sydney or Melbourne. And a fellow was telling me he got the surprise of his life when he saw a roping act at Kashmir in India, and not the Indian rope trick either. But we're straying from where this story takes place, namely in England. As I was saying, the Britishers like riding. And, of course, our Western movies, mine and those of my pals, have been playing the British Isles for many years and seem to be quite popular over there. I always have to chuckle when one of them prim English ladies comes siding up to me, sort of bashful-like, to inquire if it's safe to take a trip to the United States, particularly West. Guess all those bad hombres I used to lick in my pictures sort of scared her, Mike. Anyway, we're doing a show just outside of Birmingham. Birmingham, England, that is. And the grounds we were using for the rodeo were quite frequently used for horse shows, really fashionable fairs. There was a regular stable of fine riding and jumping horses attached to it. We were given the use of that part of the stable for our own horses. Well, sir, I'll never forget the impression Tarzan made on those English mares. Buckaroos, you should have seen them flirt with him. If you don't think horses can flirt, you don't know horseflesh. One in particular seemed to be quite smitten, and Tarzan, of course, like most fellows with girls, started showing off. He'd push me around, pull my shirt out, knock my hat off. And when I'd bend over to pick it up, he'd butt me flat on my face. You should have heard those fillies snicker. Well, take my word for it. I took about as much as I could and then had to take him down a peg or two, but not in front of the other horses. Tarzan and I are too good of pals for that. Well, you know, every time Tarzan was performing, of course I didn't count. That certain English filly started stamping around in her stall, and the only way the stable boy could quiet her was to take her to the rail and let her watch Tarzan putting on his act. The stable boy was telling me about it later. The horse was standing there breathing sort of hard, making funny snorting sounds, while her nostrils were quivering, the way I hear some gals do when some radio fellas sing to them. Well, something happened that might have changed Tarzan's whole career, mine too, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment. You know, I like my stories firsthand, and that's why I go out and find them myself. Now, I'm going to finish telling you this adventure in just a minute, but right now I want to take just a minute to tell you, Buckaroo, something firsthand. I'm talking about my K-shirt, and no fooling when I say I think the K-shirt is pretty terrific. That's coming straight from the feed bag, you might say, because I wear the K-shirt myself, and doggone it, I really like them because they're kind of easygoing and comfortable. You just pull them on, no buttons or collars to fuss with, and your mom's going to like the K-shirt, too, because it's so easy to wash and doesn't need to be ironed unless she wants to. The K-shirt itself is a kind of like desert sand with a big red Diamond K brand on the front. And Tarzan and I have got our picture there saying howdy to you. Well, there's the K-shirt story. If you'd figure you'd want one like I wear and like all the kids are getting, just send me your name and address to K-shirt in care of this station. And be sure to write what size you want. Sizes 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, or 12. And send along a dollar bill for the fella that makes the K-shirt so he'll make one special for you. Now let's get back to our story. To refresh your memory a little, you remember I was telling you about the time Tarzan and I were appearing in a rodeo in England. On a tour we were making, and there was one English filly, a horse that is, who was quite taken with Tarzan. Of course the gals fell for him too, but that's another story. Well, we did all the usual rodeo stunts, bronc busting, trick roping, shooting, bulldogging and the like, and the Britishers especially went for that stunt called wild cow milking, where the cowboys have to milk a particular cow into a little bottle, which is kind of hard to do sometimes, especially when you're in a hurry. Those of you who have seen a rodeo know what I mean, and those who haven't, well, I hope Tarzan and I will be able to put on a show for you sometime. Well, now for this rodeo of Birmingham, England. Tarzan and I had been working up a new trick to give the folks an idea of some of the stunts we did in our Western movies. I remember in one of the pictures I was down at the bottom of a small cliff. I'd been trapped by the villain, who with me out of the way was aiming to kidnap the girl I'd been helping while his partners were robbing the local bank. I'd left Tarzan up at the top of the hill while I did some scouting around. And then the boys ganged up on me, and I was a prisoner down there at the base of the cliff. If you saw the picture, you may remember I slugged the fellow who was guarding me, grabbed his rope, and lassoed the horn of my saddle on Tarzan, whose smart horse that he was, appeared at the top of the cliff. It looked real smart on the screen, and Tarzan did a wonderful job of pulling me up. Well, in the rodeo, we tried to duplicate the stunt as best we could. We fixed up a ramp that looked something like a cliff. We went through the act more or less the way we did it in the picture. After Tarzan hauled me to the top, he did something I never saw him do before. It's a cinch he won't do again. Maybe he saw that filly watching him over by the rail. Anyway, he started to show off like crazy, taking bows and pawing the ground in appreciation for the applause, which kept getting louder and louder. Then he cut loose and started to gallop around the grounds. Now, I hadn't had the chance to get the rope off his neck, and there he was, galloping like the wind with that rope trailing after him. I didn't think anything about it at first. Thought it was a good laugh, and something we might use in the act all the time. The folks liked it so much. Then I remembered that there was a hefty knot on the end of that rope, big enough to kick up quite a dust trail as it bounced along. What if that knot were to catch on something? Going at that speed, it would throw Tarzan so badly it might break his neck. I began to yell and ran after him, but everybody thought it was part of the act and laughed all the harder. And then it happened. There was a jumping pit in the middle of the field with very strong supports on each side to hold up the jumping rails. Well, the way Tarzan was going, that knot was headed for a slot in that support. I knew by the sickening feeling in the pit of my stomach that it was going to catch, and Tarzan would be thrown for sure. The people saw it, too. The laughing stopped, and a great gasp took its place. Then I saw something I'll never forget for the rest of my days. A horse came galloping out into the field. It was that English filly. She had broken away from her stable boy and jumped the fence. She knew something was wrong. Like a streak of wind, she made for Tarzan. And just when the knotted wedge between the supports, and I expected to see Tarzan thrown, she reached him, headed him off, and turned him just enough. So the rope, when it jerked, spun him around, but didn't spill him, saving Tarzan from a broken neck and sure death. I tell you, I don't mind admitting it, there were tears in my eyes when I reached the two of them. They were standing together, their heads mighty close. and the folks in the stands were like to go mad, stamping and yelling and screaming. Don't let them tell you those English people are reserved. It just takes more to make them let go, that's all. Well, buckaroos, if Tarzan wanted to marry the gal and take on a mate, I wouldn't have any objections. There's no finer filly in my estimation anywhere. And if a moving picture camera had been trained on that rescue scene, we'd have had one of the most exciting bits of film you've seen in a long time. So we moved that filly to the stall right next to Tarzan's, and believe me, she was in horse heaven. Yes, sir, I hate to admit it, but if horses could ride, Tarzan would probably get more fan mail than I do. Anyway, he sure is getting one from Fort Madison, Iowa. That right, Jimmy?
Well, Ken, that was a story with a real English flavor, wasn't it? And buckaroos, don't forget, if you're looking for adventure, you'll find loads of it in Ken Maynard's personalized Diamond K record album. Two complete stories of the Wild West on two big 8-inch pure vinylite unbreakable records. You know, vinylite is expensive material, and it makes a fine, flexible, colored record that you can't break, and you can play your records over and over again. But the Diamond K record album for you buckaroos isn't expensive. No, sir. It's an amazing $1 for the two complete stories and a colorful album with pictures of Ken and Tarzan on the front and on the records, too. Now, the records are the standard 78 RPM speed for the regular kind of record player that everybody's used for years. And don't forget, Ken makes these stories just for you, and he'll call you by name right on the record. You'll hear him say,
"Hello there, Raymond. This is Ken Maynard with a story just for you."
Yes, Ken will call you by name, whatever your name is. And boy, you'll be the talk of your neighborhood. So if you want real adventure, send your name and address and a dollar bill to Records in care of this station. And if you have a friend to whom you'd like to make a very special and exciting gift, send the name of your friend and a dollar bill to Records in care of this station, and you'll have a personalized record album to have as a gift for some very special friend. Now, it's just as easy as rolling down a hill, so write today. Now, once again, here's Ken to tell you about his next story.
Well, buckaroos, it was Tarzan's story this time, and I hope you liked it. Oh, Tarzan's reading his fan mail. That sure must be some letter. So this is Ken Maynard and Tarzan. We won't bother him now, bringing our story roundup to a close, reminding you, for some real Western fun, get those $1 bills in the mail right away. Join us again when I'll tell you the story of Talbert's Bank.
You've been listening to Tales from the Diamond K, stories of adventure told by Ken Maynard, internationally famous cowboy, stunt rider, and Hollywood's champion of Western stars. We hope you're one of the regular visitors to Ken's Tack Room. The door is always open at the Diamond K Ranch every weekday. Invite your friends to come along for a trip into the adventures of the wild, wild West. And we bet Mom and Dad will enjoy these stories, too. Ken Maynard, you know, is a real riding, roping, shooting cowboy who's traveled all over the world looking for excitement and lost treasure, starring in circuses and rodeos as well as his own motion pictures. And he's chock full of stories. Rootin', tootin' stories. Ken will be looking for you. Tales from the Diamond K was transcribed and produced in Hollywood.